it's a milestone in government dysfunction. Sequestration, $85 billion of government budget cuts. Where will it take us, and is there any way out? Joining us now is Ginger Gibson, congressional reporter for Politico. Ginger, furlough notices start going out when? Monday?
Yes, and federal employees, if they haven't already gotten one, are going to begin receiving furlough notices in the next week or so. Those who are represented by unions are having that process negotiated by their union heads to decide just how many days and how those days are going to be taken.
Has the White House been exaggerating the effect this is going to have on the average American, not the federal employees and contractors?
You know, next week is when federal employees are going to feel this. But in the coming weeks, in the coming months, the average American is going to feel a lot of changes as a result of these things. Almost all government services, anything that the government does is going to be affected. People go to file their taxes in April. Shouldn't be too surprised if there's a delay. They call with a question and they can't get an answer. You know, we're looking at a potential for the meat inspectors and poultry inspectors to be furloughed for 2 weeks straight at the end of June or July, which would result in a complete shutdown of all meat processing in this country. And, you know, union officials have told me that there's a possibility that that can make getting a hamburger or a piece of fried chicken more difficult for the average person and drive up the cost of these products.
Is there any indication at this point that the Republicans are going to budge on the issue of taxes?
Right now, they're holding firm. And, you know, many had thought that the deadline for the continuing resolution to fund government on March 27th would mean that both sides would have to negotiate over this. But President Obama took that off the table on Friday, saying he wouldn't risk a government shutdown to demand changes to the sequester in the CR.
Are there any additional meetings scheduled to even discuss this?
Right now, no. We know they met on Friday, didn't make any real progress that we're aware of towards coming to a solution. There's not much of a ticking time bomb. It's going to take a while before people see these things. Federal employees are going to see it, but not sure that even the breadth of the federal employment rules calling their members of Congress is going to be enough to get this changed. It might not be until weeks from now when the average person starts to have flights canceled, starts to see lines at the TSA, problems with their taxes, that people start to put more pressure on Congress.
Great. Ginger Gibson, congressional reporter for Politico. Thanks for joining us.